Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something different, something that's not part of my normal thing, and I call that, those things, I call them Wombats. So tonight's a Wombat night. I have a co-host, and my co-host tonight is Charles Goolsbee, who is a professor of art here at Emory and Henry. And Charles, say hello.
Hello, Harry.
Let me just, first question I want to ask you is, how did you end up here in this part of the world? Tell us about your journey to bring you where you are.
Well, strangely, my parents relocated to Roanoke, Virginia when I was about 11 years old. And the rest of my life has been spent going up and down Interstate 81. So I studied at Radford as an undergrad, and then I did my graduate degree at James Madison. And when I did the application process, I ended up here at Emory and Henry College, and I've been here ever since.
Huh. So you're from this part of the world in many ways. My wife went to Radford. Of course, she's my age. So it was an all-girls school then. She's told me a few stories about those days. And you teach art here, and you're also interested in music. Where did your musical interests build? Or is that from your childhood, or how do you get into that?
It did. In fact, the very first song I picked was one of my dad's records. And when I was growing up, we had this we had AM radio, and that was it. And then we had this little record player thing, and I don't know that all we had were 45 records. So my mom had her little collection, which included Doris Day, and my dad had his little collection, and I don't even know why he let the kids play with it, but he did. And so that's why I started this whole thing off, because I see my experience with music started out as a physical thing where I actually had to learn how to put the needle, because there was no automated system or anything, and there were no little levers, but you had to take that little thing and place it on the record. So if you could just imagine me sitting on the floor with a record player back when I was maybe 5 years old.
Playing 45s.
Yeah, playing 45s.
Yeah, I grew up with 45s, and there was a physical, you could sort them and put them in any order. This whole thing now with, you have to either go to the web, or if you're using a long play record, you know, although the playlist thing has helped some. When I was in Abingdon as a child, the nearest place that had 45s was in Bristol. So as a teenager, when I visited here, we had to drive to Bristol to go and get a 45. So did you hear most of these songs on 45s, or some a little later?
Some of them, like El Paso, is definitely a 45. She Loves You, I heard on TV. Bridge Over Troubled Water was the first 45 single I ever bought. And it kind of goes on. American Pie was the first single I ever purchased. I think I paid all of 69 cents for it. And it had two sides to get the whole song done. So it always, I never really understood on the radio how they can get it to play without flipping the record over. So,
yeah, that was a controversial song. Okay, Charles, these are all of the songs tonight are Charles picked them, and he will introduce them, and we'll start off with the first song. Go ahead, Charles, tell us what you got.
All right, we got Marty Robbins with El Paso, and I think it was 1959 is when it was released. And it's basically one of those I will do anything for love songs.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. See the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goes.
All right, our next song is a 1960s hit, and it's by the Beatles. And my first exposure to this was on television, and my parents thought it was just outrageous.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad.
you know you should be glad. You know it's up to you, I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too, apologize to her. Because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. Ooh. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah.
All right, our next song is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. And this is the first 45 I think I actually ever purchased myself. So that's how it all began. I think I must have played it a million times, and I just love the last part where Art Garfunkel just hits it. So
yeah, it's a mysterious song. And one thing I like to point out in the last few weeks is I've started listening for the bass guitar or bass being coming in there. And this one, it comes in after the start, but then it's really strong. And we used to lie on a wood box and turn the bass way up, and you could feel the vibrations through your skull. That's how I remember Bridge Over Troubled Waters, is feeling it shaking the room.
One of the things that I think is apparent, both in my own painting and my taste in music, and this is similar to U2's song that's coming later in the set here, is that I like things that take a little kernel and build and build and build, and then suddenly it's just huge. And
yeah, I think of it as sometimes the musicians build the wall, yeah, then they throw in the song on top of the wall, and the wall keeps going.
And sail on, silver girl, sail on.
So we're in the 1970s now, and honestly, when I was a kid, I had no idea there was a day when music died. So, of course, American Pie addresses that, and nobody will ever understand all the lyrics, but it does go on, and it was the longest single I ever purchased. So, and the mystery for me was always like, how in the world did they get it to play continuously on the radio? And because I always had to flip the record to get to side two. So
yeah, the early records were, the 45s were limited to just over 3 minutes, so they had to really stretch it. And this song, I think there have been PhD theses written on trying to interpret some of the phrasing and stuff, because it's a lot of it's pretty oblique. It's hard to fathom what he's talking about.
Yeah, it really is. But then there are images like the high school dancing gym part that, as a high school kid, I related to.
So. Yeah. I'm a folk singer, and we don't sing a lot of pop songs, but this one, you can go to any group anywhere and start singing American Pie, and everybody's in there with you.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out. die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned, and while Lenin read a book on Marx, a quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what day the music died? We started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
All right, these next two songs coming up are also from the 70s, and neither one of them were huge hits. I picked Paul Simon, and I picked Cat Stevens. So St. Judy's Comet by Paul Simon and Father and Son by Cat Stevens. And both of them really kind of touch me in terms of like the father-son, parent-child relationship. So,
I'm curious, Charles, do you identify more with the father or the son when you hear the song, or either one?
Since I've been in, like, with Cat Stevens, I've been in both roles, obviously. So, yeah. So of course, at this point, I definitely identify with the father.
Yeah.
And then even with St. Judy's Comet, I think, it's Paul Simon's way of like dealing with some of those issues of parenthood, you know, putting your kid to sleep.
And tell us again what the songs are.
First one is St. Judy's Comet, Paul Simon. And the second one is Cat Stevens, Father and Son.
Oops. Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. Oh, fading fast. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its way? I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake. Oh, when you wake, wake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so dumb. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake? I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake. Or when you wake, awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your window? Flashing but the fireflies. Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
All right, so that was Father and Son by Cat Stevens, and kind of ended in a very soft way. But
you're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and tonight we have a co-host, Charles Goolsbee, who has selected these songs and introducing them. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, and you can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can get us anywhere in the world. And now it's time to go on with the show. So, Charles, you were just telling me something. What was that about the next song?
Yeah, the next song is Born to Run. And this is the one that really rocked my residence hall when I was in college.
Machines sprung from cages on high. wrap your legs round these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop. Baby, we'll never go back. Oh, you walk with me out on the wire. Cause baby, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. But I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild, babe. I wanna know if love is real. Oh, on the show.
Next song is by Bob Dylan, and I came to Bob Dylan probably a little bit late in life. I think I got my first record, which was his greatest hits, probably mid-1970s. And I remember listening to it, and I thought, like, why did I buy this? Why did I buy this? The guy cannot sing. The guy cannot sing. So, Harry, what you...
My opinion, I was in the folk music community for many years, and... Bob Dylan has a terrible voice. He's got limited range, and yet at the same time, he knows exactly what to do, and he's a brilliant songwriter. I mean, we all sang his songs long before I'd ever heard him sing anything. So it's amazing that such talent happened to be saddled with such a poor voice and yet was able to make it work on some songs. Big Brass Bed comes to mind.
Well, I'm just going to argue with you just a little bit, because I have come to the point where I really think that now when I listen to a Bob Dylan song, and I've heard all kinds of remakes, once I've heard his version, I really don't want to hear it any other way. I love his voice. But I think it's absolutely beautiful. And it's got the irony that Bob is known for.
All around, most of the time. otherwise I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice the sea gone most of the time. Most of the time, it's well understood. Most of the time, I wouldn't change it if I could. I can make it all match up. I can hold my own. I can deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive. And I can endure. And I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time, my head is on straight. Most of the time, I'm strong enough not to hate. I don't build a illusion till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, no matter how thick. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time. Most of the time, she ain't even in my mind. I wouldn't know her if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time, I'm halfway content. Most of the time, I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide, hide from the feelings that I buried inside. I don't compromise, and I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see her again. Most of the time,
so our next song is from U2. It's Where the Streets Have No Name. First of all, I guess we've been through like 45 records. We've been through LPs. We've been through 8-track tapes. We've been through all kinds of stuff. And at this point, I'm buying CDs. And this song was on the CD that I bought of Joshua Tree, which I think everybody bought. But the first time I listened to that record, I thought, like, this is texturally so different from anything that was really playing up to this point. And I thought it just held so much power. So, and I really liked the build in it, which I think...
I had not heard this before, and I listened to it, and they build a wall of sound. They build up a whole lot. It's been a minute and a half building up this wall. Then this story comes in, and I think it's great the way they do that.
One of the things I've been more, well, kind of intrigued with lately are older performers who are still singing. So Paul McCartney's one of them. Obviously, before he died, Johnny Cash was one of them. And then most recently, and I ran across this song last fall, and it really hit me because it was the end of summer. And it really gave me goosebumps when I heard it. And so this is Summer's End by John Prine.
Summer's ends around the bend, just flat. The swimming suits are on the line, just drag. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing. In your car, the windows are wide open. Just come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentine's break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on. The moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking. Just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Come on home. On home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. My co-host is Charles Goolsbee. And Charles, I have a question for you. Why did you pick El Paso? It seems so different from all the other songs.
I think, for the most part, it was my dad's record, and I think that's where it starts. I think your family and your experiences get you started on that path, so that's why I picked it.
Thank you, Charles. I love having co-hosts because I get to hear new music, and some of which I can use later in shows a year from now. So thank you for your contributions.
You're welcome.
And now it's time to end the show with my weekly closeout, where I ask everyone to join me. So now's your chance, people. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.